We live, baby.
We're live. This.
Oh, God. What's up, you guys?
Welcome back to The Switch. It's BB here.
And Noelle. How are you guys doing today? Good, I hope. Or evening.
Or whatever time of the day it is. Whatever time it is. Wherever you are.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm actually really happy looking at you across from the table.
I know. This is our first time recording in person. Excuse us if it's, you know, a little awkward because we've only recorded these like over FaceTime and Zoom. So this will be a really special episode.
I think so too. And it'll probably sound so much better than all of our previous episodes. So we're really excited about this. And I just love looking at my beautiful best friend across from me.
Me too. We were, as usual, planning to record this episode. And right now it's like 8 p.m. at night. And we wanted to record at 6 p.m. But what happens when two best friends get in the same room? You just chit-chat. We've literally been talking for 2 hours.
Yes.
And we were like, wait, weren't we supposed to record? So here we are. Let's see. So before we get into our episode topic today, I wanted to start with a little story time. Okay. So, let me backtrack here for you guys. So I would say like growing up, I really was not like a little kid that played in makeup. My mom always dressed me up super girly and like had my hair done and stuff like that. But as I got older, like, I don't know. I kind of strayed away from that. Would you say I was like really tomboyish or?
I don't think you were super tomboyish, but you definitely weren't girly. You wore jeans a lot with like graphic tees, a lot of grays and blues and blacks and yeah, and Vans and sneakers. Not like full on tomboy, but definitely not girly.
Right. So then I think when I got like towards the end of college, and I remember especially like the end of high school and then freshman year of college, I, like, tried to step it up a little bit because, if you didn't know, me and BB went to the same college.
Yes.
And we were roommates freshman year. And so, you know, it was, like, my first time going out to parties. I really didn't do that in high school. Like,
I didn't either.
I had no idea about drinking, any of that stuff. Like, I was super naive in high school.
I would say we both were we didn't do parties and drinking and stuff like that in high school. So college was like when we actually started going to parties.
Mm-hmm.
And we also went to an HBCU, and I don't think you all know that either. So fashion was like really, you know,
popular
and it was a thing to get dressed up to go to the CAF on Fried Chicken Wednesdays. So yeah.
Exactly. So I'm saying all this to say basically, like, once I did get to college and we were going out and things like that, I did start really, like, caring about how I looked in the sense of, like, I remember I put on dresses and heels and BB would do my makeup. There's this really funny picture. We're going to have to post it on the Switch Instagram. I remember it was, like, a selfie. And if we look back now, our makeup was just, like, all over our eyes. Like, I have to find the picture and show you. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to have to show you guys. But anyways, you know, I started to really get into makeup. BB was too, so that really helped me because, like, she would, you know, we'd have fun and put makeup on each other and, like, she'd put me onto different products. And I kind of continued that a little bit throughout college. But then when I got out into the adult world, like, the job I do, we don't have to dress up and, like, you can really come casual and things like that. So I kind of slipped back into my t-shirts and jeans and kind of chill attire. So now that we've, you know, started this podcast and just with BB being my best friend, like, makeup and skincare and all that is kind of always around me. And of course I have it and I do it, but not at the level that I want to. So recently I was like, okay, I need to make the switch myself, Noelle. Like, you need to get back into having fun with your makeup and, like, buy new things. Like, I have so much stuff from even high school still and college makeup that, like, I recently got rid of.
Yeah.
Because, one, it's old. And then, like, two, I'm just not using it. So the other day, I was like, all right, I'm going to go to Ulta. And I'm just going to go shop and see what they got. Like, anything I want, I'm going to get. You guys, I literally go into Ulta. Well, first, no one greeted me. So that already put me in a bad mood. And then nobody asked me, did I need help? So I felt so lost in the aisles. I went through the store 2 times. Like, I was just going up and down aisles, looking at stuff. Like, everything felt so foreign to me. And I think I pretty much full-on had, like, this is really weird to admit and say, but I think I kind of had, like, a little anxiety attack or a panic attack.
Really?
And I had to sit there for a second and be like, are you okay? What is going on? Like, I was feeling sweaty. I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And I pretty much, like, ran out the store. And I actually, I think I called BB and she was doing a workout. And I told her, I was like, I'm at Ulta, but I can't find anything. Call me back. And she was like, okay, I'll call you after. But I say all that to say, like, I don't know if anybody listening resonates with that. Like, whether it's shopping for makeup or shopping for clothes or just shopping or whatever it is, like being out, I think because I've been kind of so far removed from it for such a while, mm-hmm. it was like a lot for me to just go into the store and think I'm just gonna like pick up 10 things and walk out.
Yeah.
Like I had no idea where to start. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, I doubt it. Maybe I'm wrong, but have you ever experienced something like that?
I don't think I've ever felt like that in Ulta, but there are definitely stores that I felt like that in, like mm-hmm. a health food store when you walk down the aisle with the vitamins and there's just like a million different vitamins and you're just like, okay, like I don't even know where to start. I just left mm-hmm. and that's when I started actually trying to research vitamins and what type of vitamins are good for like the things that I wanted to treat or help rather. So I've definitely felt like that in that type of store. And I think pretty much any and everybody has felt that mm-hmm. way in some type of shopping environment where you're not completely comfortable with what it is that you're looking at. Like, what? Why am I here? What am I shopping for? What do I need? What does this do? Mm-hmm. And that's why I love YouTube, because like you can see a couple things and you're like, okay, I'm not sure even what this type of product is supposed to do. But if you take a picture of it, you go home, you can look it up and see if this is the type of product that will work for you. And that way you can make a list of the things that you're looking for to buy. Because I've done that before. Like I'll go to the store knowing what I'm looking for. And I think that that could help you not feel so overwhelmed as well. Just like a shopping list for the grocery store. You can do it for Ulta as well.
You're exactly right. So I came home and I was just, I was like scrolling on the Ulta and Sephora app. And then I was adding things to my favorites. And I was like, okay, this feels better. Like next time I go in, or maybe I can just order online. Like I know what I want to try. So I bring all that up to say, I was really excited when we decided what our episode topic for today was going to be, which is our clean beauty starter kit, because you know, maybe some of you have had situations like what I experienced where you're trying to be more clean or you're really trying to take a second look at the different products you're using, but you feel overwhelmed. And you don't know where to start and you don't want to, you know, waste money and all of this trial and error. But so today we're going to talk about our clean beauty starter kits and some of our favorite products that we want to recommend to you guys. And hopefully that will kind of help you on your clean beauty journey. But before we get into that, we, of course, have to start with some facts, some research, so that we know what we're talking about.
Yes. So when I first heard about what I'm about to read for you guys that I pulled from an article, and we'll cite it here in the show notes for you, I was stunned. So the UE, which is the European Union, they ban over 1,300 chemicals from cosmetics that are known or suspected to cause cancer, genetic mutation, reproductive harm, or birth defects. In comparison to the US, the FDA has only banned or restricted 11 chemicals from cosmetics. So the US, the FDA is just, I would say, very behind on their regulations for the cosmetics industry. And they also don't require any safety assessments before the products go to market, which the UE does. So just kind of like keep that in mind. You know, you can do your own little research on the back end, but we just wanted to bring that to your attention and why we started really paying attention to the ingredients that are in the products that we buy and what started our conscious beauty journey. And it can be difficult going from conventional makeup just because of the high performing products that you've been using for so many years. You have holy grail products that you love and you know that they work for you, but there are clean beauty and conscious beauty options out there that are just as good or better. So we're going to be recommending some of our favorite products that we feel like, you know, are up to it.
Yeah, that I think that's really important too, because like BB said, you may already have your favorites, whether it's your favorite moisturizer, your favorite foundation, your favorite concealer, but we really want to challenge you to put a lot more thought behind it. Like, we personally just feel like, you know, ethics are really important, not only from the companies we support, but even like the ones that we have for ourselves. And so, you know, we kind of want to share what Bibi was saying about like conventional makeup being toxic. Some of those chemicals and ingredients that you can avoid. Now, there's a really long list, but we just kind of wrote down five that like really big ones that we know. So the first one is talc. And is that like powder?
Yeah, so talc is what was in baby powder for so long, but there had been like some lawsuits for Johnson & Johnson talc, I believe, for like cancer that talc caused. So that's a big one.
The second one is triclosan. And then the next one is lead, which I think we've all heard of, like lead paint, so on and so forth. The next one, please tell me how to pronounce it.
Phthalates.
And then the next one you wrote down was parabens. And I think that's a very popular one that we see now in a lot of marketing, like all types of products. Mm-hmm. Parabens, sulfates, silicones, things like that. So if you're thinking of, you know, where to start, our suggestion is start with your basics. And I think maybe we've said this before if you listened to our last episodes, but, you know, start simple, like change out your face wash or try a new moisturizer. And, you know, we're not telling you to go out there and buy like $30, $40, $50 products. A lot of times you can find samples of products you want to try, drugstore.
Yeah, and clean beauty, conscious beauty doesn't have to be expensive. There are brands out there like Verst that is sold at Target. There's also Coco Kind. They're sold at Target as well. So there are some beginner, you know, options and prices out there for you to start. And just because they're well priced doesn't mean they don't work, because some of these products are actually really good. But, you know, there is that middle market and there is that high-end market, because there are some people who like to shop, who they like to shop high-end, like they want to spend more money on their products, and there's nothing wrong with that. So there is something out there for everybody. And yeah, you don't have to start high-end at all.
You don't have to. And I think another good point is, you know, wherever you shop from, whether it's Target, Walmart, Sephora, Ulta, a lot of times, especially online, these days you can search and refine your filters exactly what you're looking for. So you can, a lot of times they have like clean beauty, or they call it conscious beauty, or like eco-friendly, like however different things are labeled. And I really like that, because it's like that filter already kind of helps me, like, okay, now I'm looking at, you know, 30 different face washes that all are clean. And so now I have a better place to start. I don't have to spend so much time like combing through all of the different options. Or, you know, if online shopping is not your thing and you do love going to the store, have fun with it. Like, look at what's available, look at the ingredients. I'm sure there's apps out there you can download, like where you can see different types of like ingredients in makeup, skincare.
Yeah, there's the Think Dirty app. That's a pretty popular one.
That is a popular one.
I like that one. And then EWG online, you can just put in any ingredient and it'll bring up, like, they have a scale between one, I think it's 1 to 10 for how harmful a product or potentially harmful a product is. So I like using that site as well.
Awesome. So yeah, we just wanted to kind of share a little bit about that and just things for you all to consider. And again, we just really want to challenge you to think differently and really be intentional about where you're spending your hard-earned money and what those products are doing for you, for your skin, and just for your overall, you know, well-being. So with that, we're going to get into our clean beauty starter kits. We're going to talk about some different products that we love and that we really want to recommend to you all. And they kind of vary, I would say, in the price ranges and where you can get them. But we will have all of these that we talk about linked in the show notes, of course, and we'd love to see like what you end up maybe purchasing or buying. So I'll let BB start off with hers.
So for me, I'm going to be starting with some complexion products. And this past summer, I really got into tinted moisturizers and preferably ones with sunscreen in them. So I really love the Say Beauty Slip Tint. It's a really lightweight, I would say natural dewy finish slip tint moisturizer with 35 SPF in it. And they call it slip tint just because it's like light coverage, I would say like a sheer to light coverage. It's really nice and refreshing on the skin, so I would just put that all over. And then I would go in with my Merit Beauty Minimalist Perfection Complexion Stick, and this acts as a concealer and a foundation. So I would just use that to spot conceal anywhere that I had like blemishes that I wanted to kind of cover up that the slip tint didn't conceal for me. So I really love those two products as complexion products. And if you want to go a little bit more full coverage, I really like the Kosas concealer. It's not quite full coverage, it's a really nice medium coverage concealer. It's really nice and creamy, so I really like that one for under the eyes. And I've been recently getting into eyeshadow again, you've probably noticed, and mm-hmm. I really love glitter eyeshadow, like that's my thing. I like mm-hmm. one and done shadows. I don't like going in with like four or five shadows on my eyes. I just want one like single shadow. I like pot shadows just going with the eyes. So I really love the Bodyography glitter pigments. They have some really pretty colors, and there's always sales going on their website, so you can always get like a discount pretty much a few times a year. They always have sales. And I also really like the Rowan 1111 palette. It's like $40, $40 or $42 from Sephora, but it comes with four glitter eyeshadows in it. And you have, you know, pretty much four eyeshadows there. And it's about, I guess that rounds out to about $11 a piece. So I thought it was a pretty good deal, and they're really nice shadows and really nice beginner glitter palette for those who are looking for some eyeshadows. And for a more high-end version, I really love Victoria Beckham Beauty's makeup line. Have you heard of it?
I've seen it, but do they sell it at Sephora?
They don't.
No. Only online?
Yeah, only on her website. Well, they sell it on, I think of, they might sell somewhere else in the UK, but for US, I think, yeah, I just buy on her website.
Okay.
But every product that I've tried has just been amazing. Like, the formulations are so good, and you're definitely getting what you pay for with that type of brand. So I really love her Lid Lusters, and those are like a pigmented glitter eyeshadow. Those are really, really nice.
I remember when, was that the product that when it came out, we were talking, you were telling me, I keep going back and forth on if I'm going to get it or not.
Yes, okay. Because one of the ones that I bought was Tea Rose, and I ended up keeping it because it is a pretty color. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ugly or it wasn't bad. It's just not as bright of a plummy pink that mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be on my skin tone, but I still have it and I use it. Okay. Because I really like the formulation of it. And for those who like eyeshadows that are like more of that powder, you know, just like more traditional.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So those people who are looking for a more traditional eyeshadow palette, I would recommend the Pacifica Animal Magic Palette. I believe that's what it's called. It has a lot of colors in it, and you also get some glitter toppers in there as well. I really like that one. And back to Victoria Beckham Beauty for lipstick and lip liners. I love her Posh lipsticks. They're really nice and creamy, and she has a wide range of colors, and I'd say really nice colors for like deeper skin tones too. She really made sure that she included some nice colors in there mm-hmm. for you know, POC and lip liners as well, because it's hard to find lip liners that show up on POC.
Yeah,
and
darker skin tones.
She has some really nice ones in there. So I love all her lip products, basically the ones that I've tried. And for mascara, my absolute favorite mascara is still the Bite Beauty. It's so good, the Upswing mascara, and it lasts so long. And they have a pretty good eyeliner too. I don't really wear eyeliner, but the brand did send it to me along with the mascara, and I tried it, and it was really nice.
What is the brush like on mascara? That's always like really important for me.
It's like it's kind of like that hourglass
okay
type of shape okay. brush. It's really nice. I think you would like it.
Okay.
And lastly, for bronzer, I really love the Say Sunmelt bronzer and the Tower 28 bronzers. They're both really, really nice, and I think they look really good on my skin.
So I really like a lot of the products you mentioned. I wanted to go back to Pacifica. I haven't tried the Animal palette, but I know the brand Pacifica, like, I would really recommend that to you guys to try out. I know they sell it at Target, probably Ulta too, I think.
They do sell at Ulta.
Okay. I've used one of their face washes, but I've just heard people, like, rave about a lot of their products because they are clean, they're really affordable, and you get a lot. Like, yeah. That face wash I had, I think I still have it. And I've had it for... The Kale one? Yeah, the Kale Detox. You know,
people... one of my friends actually told me that that is a dupe for the You to the People's Superfood Cleanser that everybody loves. Yeah. And it's like $30 at Sephora. And she said that that Kale Detox Cleanser from Pacifica is like a really close to that one.
I didn't know that. It's really good. I still have a lot left. And I've had it for a really long time. So a lot of the products you mentioned, I'm just going to plug you here. I know you have done YouTube videos, for them, or even like reels on your Instagram. So we'll link a couple in case you're curious to kind of see, you know, how those products look on BB or just like how they look in general before you consider buying them for yourself. Yes.
And I just realized that I forgot to mention a blush, but one of my favorite blush formulas is actually from LYS Beauty, which is a newer black owned beauty brand on Sephora's website. And they are, I think they're in stores too, but their blush is really, really nice. And the color that I have that I really like wearing is called Confident. It's a cinnamon spice color, so it would be perfect for this time of the year. And it's really affordable. It's only $16. And I think that that's definitely affordable for Sephora and clean beauty.
And you said it's black owned?
And it's black owned.
And black owned. Yes. Okay, look at that. That's 3-in-1.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. I love those products you mentioned. I'm like, this is really helping me because now I know what to go buy next time I go to the store so I don't have a meltdown.
We can just go together.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so my clean beauty kit is kind of half split. Like, I have a couple things for like your cleanliness, and then I have two makeup products. All right, so the first one is Native deodorant. The more you guys kind of listen to our podcast and get to know me in particular, you're gonna know I love a good story time. I always got stories, do I not?
Yes,
always got stories.
Every time I see her, she has a new story for me.
Okay, so I'm gonna try my best to run through this really quick. Okay, so where do I start? My natural deodorant journey. Ooh, it's been quite a journey. So, back in my college days, I sound so old right now. Back in my college days.
We're not actually old yet.
We're not really that old. We're only 3 years out of college.
Yes, literally only 3.
I can't remember what made me want to switch to natural deodorant. I think I probably just watched a video or saw someone talking about like how harmful conventional deodorants are and like the different ingredients that are in them, and I've even read that some of them do lead to cancer for people. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna try some natural deodorant. So instead of going to the store, because keep in mind, like a couple years ago, there really were not a lot of options. No. I think there was like a brand called Schmidt's,
Tom's,
and you could either only find those at like Whole Foods or maybe like at Marshall's. But mm-hmm. Sometimes they're kind of
or
old.
Like your local, you know, health food store.
So I was like, and keep in mind, they are expensive. Like, you know, you're used to paying $3 to $5 for deodorant, and these were all starting at like $12 and up.
Yeah, deodorant has gone up more now though. Back in the day it was between $3 and $5, yeah. But now like a regular deodorant, you're probably gonna be paying like at least $5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not gonna buy what's out there. I'm gonna figure out how to make it on my own.
Wow.
So I made deodorant. What did I make it with? Baking soda, some essential oils. I was in the lab, okay? I was whipping it up. I put it in the freezer so it can get hard. And I did it like in a pot, like in a mason jar. So I would like kind of scoop it out and put it on my
arm. I remember that.
You guys, my whole underarm turned black.
Black.
Okay? Yeah. Like bruised.
It's the baking soda.
I was freaking out. I threw away what I made, and I went back to, like, whatever I was using, Seeker or Degree. So fast forward, like, a year later, I still had that information in my head. I was like, no, you need to go back to figure out, like, how to use natural deodorant. So through a lot of trial and error, I landed on the Native deodorant. Now, natural deodorant is a journey as well. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm recommending this, like, it may not work for you, mm-hmm. but the whole point is to, like, encourage you guys to seek out more natural deodorant. So the one that I use is by Native. You can find it, it's really, like, in a lot of places now. Walmart, Target. It is on the pricier side.
Like $12.
It's like $11-$12, yeah. But it lasts, like, quite a long time. Like, if not longer than, like, other deodorant that I would mm-hmm. use. Mm-hmm. What I really like about it is that it's actually effective for me because, obviously with deodorant, like, the whole point is that you don't smell. And maybe for you, like, that you don't sweat. Now, with this, you do still sweat.
Yeah, because it's not an antiperspirant.
There's no yeah, exactly. But I don't smell. mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that. So I do feel like it gives me protection all day. It's really nice to apply. It's not greasy. And on the days where it's, like, cold or I'm not really that active, I do feel like it does keep me pretty dry. And what I really like is that everything that's in it, they're clean and effective, and I know exactly what's in it. Mm-hmm. Coconut oil, shea butter, there's probiotics, and a couple other things, but you know what it is. Mm-hmm. So that's the first one I want to recommend. The scent that I really like and use is coconut and vanilla. And then recently I picked up lavender and rose. I just wanted to try something different.
Did you like
it? But I actually like it because I smell like a flower.
Yeah.
Floral.
I like rose scented things. Actually, my favorite fragrances are rose scented.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite fragrances are rose scented, but my deodorant is actually rose scented. It's the Mega Babe Rosy mm-hmm. Pits. It doesn't last that long. I would say it probably lasts between 4 and 5 hours, but I buy it because the scent, I just love the scent. Mm-hmm. And these days, if I'm going out, I'm probably not going to be out longer than 4 to 5 hours anyways. But yeah, I mean, it yeah. probably lasts a little bit longer than that, but I love it because I love how it smells.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's baking soda free because I was using the Capri deodorant mm-hmm. and I think my armpits were turning dark because of that one, like yours. Soda. Like,
yeah.
Like it looks bruised, like you said. Yeah.
With the natural deodorant, like if you are having a more active day, just know that you will have to reapply. But I mean, that's like with anything that you really want to work.
Mm-hmm.
If you do want to try natural deodorant, my one recommendation is to detox your armpits for it to really work. So if you have like that Aztec charcoal
clay mask,
like mix that, you know, with apple cider vinegar, or if you do water, and like detox your armpit, and I swear it just makes the whole experience of like transitioning over a lot better. And even now I try to detox my armpits, if I remember, like once a month, because it's healthy. Just like you put a mask on your face, do it for your armpit. So speaking of masks, my next product is the Origins Clear Improvement Active Charcoal Mask. I really, really love this mask. The first time I tried it was like in a sample kit. And I think what I really like it, like for me, I like charcoal on my face. At least, you know, like for me, like maybe once every 2 weeks. I don't really need it once every week, but it really just pulls out impurities. Like my face can feel so rough sometimes and like bumpy, and then I'll put this on and I can literally like just feel it pulling out dirt, and when I kind of wash it away, it's just like a whole brand new face. What I really like about it is that it's good for like pore cloggers. Have you ever tried it?
The charcoal mask?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite masks.
Oh, I
thought
know
I
that.
Told you about that one.
You probably did back in the day.
Yeah, that mask is, that's an old fave of mine.
It's a holy grail.
Yeah.
It's a holy grail. But it really takes care of like that dullness and kind of gives your skin that like new, fresh looking layer. So I would for sure recommend that one. Okay, moving on to some makeup based products. So the first one is the Kosas Wet Lip Oil Gloss. And so if you haven't already told, we really love Kosas over here. Okay.
The products really are just really good.
So some of the benefits and ingredients in the wet lip oil. It does have hyaluronic acid in it, so this attracts water and locks in your hydration. And I really like that in a lip gloss, because lip gloss sometimes can be really drying, and you feel like you have to just keep applying to make your lips pop and look shiny. But with this one, it's bringing in water, and it's almost kind of like, I won't say it's like chapstick, but it doesn't really dry out your lips. And I really like it because, you know, when you put on lip gloss and you like rub your lips together, and sometimes it can either feel greasy or it feels like it's all over the place. With this one, I kind of just feel like it's like hydrated, but I feel cute.
Yeah, and it's really glossy too.
It's really glossy. It does have primrose oil in it, so this kind of helps, like they say, against stressors. It has avocado oil, konjac root, and shea butter, which of course we know just makes everything soft. I really, really love that one. I think the color I have is, I think it's soft warm blush. But I really like their colors because there's a lot of like neutral colors, but then they also have a couple like red and pinks. So if you're into like some color in your gloss, I would definitely check that out. And then my last product is another Kosas product, and it's the Big Clean Mascara. So BB actually had this, and she was like, I have this mascara for you, you have to come try it. And I was like, okay, thank you, bestie. So I went into the bathroom, put it on, and I came out, and she was like, you love it, don't you? And I was like, oh my god. So what I really love about it is like the brush is really kind of big and fluffy. The packaging is beautiful.
It's cute.
It's like very summerish, like an ombre, pink and orange. But what I really like is that it doesn't clump your lashes. Like you would think it would because the brush is so big.
So big, yeah.
But it's like it grabs each individual lash and just really makes it pop. And I've been seeing like a lot of people start talking about this product.
That product actually got reformulated. Because I think maybe they were dealing with like some flakiness or some smudginess. I'm not exactly sure what people were dealing with that they wanted to reformulate it, but it's supposed to be even better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to get another one then.
Yeah.
I mean, mascara takes forever for me to go through though. Like, so now I'm like, whenever you're ready, finish it first.
Yeah.
And then get another one.
Like the Bite Beauty mascara that I was saying that I love so much earlier, it's just now getting to the point where like it's about empty, and I've had it since December.
Oh wow. That's almost a whole year.
It's almost a year. Yeah.
And I know you've used it a lot.
Yes. And I wanted to mention one more thing. I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I know you mentioned the detoxing your armpits. Mega Babe, which is the brand that I use for my deodorant, they actually have a detox armpits mask.
Okay.
And it's called the Underarm Mask by Mega Babe. It's just Underarm Mask. And it's actually called Happy Pits. I don't know what this website said. It was just Underarm Mask. But yeah, it's called Happy Pits. And it's a detoxifying underarm mask. So it's a really good product to buy when you're like start using their deodorant or any other natural deodorant to go ahead and detox your arms. It's already pre-made for you. You just have to put it on your arms.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I have it and I like it.
You might have to demo that for us. Put your pits on Instagram. Would you guys like to see that? I think so. Yeah. All right, you guys. So those are our slew of products, Clean Beauty Starter Kit, for you guys to explore and kind of start your own Clean Beauty Starter Kit. But in our closing, we just really want to reiterate, like, this is a journey, so please take it one step at a time and make it fun. I can't stress that enough. Like, getting clean and like changing up the things you use shouldn't feel like a chore. It should really feel like, it should be exciting. You know, who doesn't love shopping and getting new products and trying new products, especially when you know they're good for you.
Yes, exactly.
And you're supporting, you know, a brand who cares about you. I think that's really important. And that's kind of what I want to reiterate on, especially like when you started us off with some facts, like really do some research and see, you know, a lot of this makeup is not fully regulated. And you know, as a consumer, like, we're trusting that what we're buying, yes, is going to work, but, like, not that it's going to bring us harm.
It's safe.
Yeah. And that's not always the case. Another thing is, you know, you can get samples of products, a lot of times, like, from the brand. Sometimes they have sample products, from the stores you visit. I know right now with the holidays coming up, Sephora has, like, the best, kits, like, yes, beauty kits.
They have such great kits.
I have so many in my favorites list. I mean, you guys, like, you can get anywhere from 4 to 6 products of makeup, skincare for, like,
$30.
$30.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
And a lot of them, all the kits have at least 2 full-size items, and then everything else is, like, a smaller size. And I'm not talking, like, sample size, like, deluxe sample mm-hmm. sizes. So you really get some good stuff in those kits. There's actually one that we can put on here that I think I'm going to get for myself. It has a Say Beauty product. It has Kosas in
it. I'm going to get that one too.
With the Merit blush. Yes. Yeah, that's a really good deal. It's like $36 and you get 2 full-size items. Yeah.
I want to try that one too. Ilia also has one that's on there. Like, I think it's 5 of their products. Wow. And I think they didn't look small to me. I don't know if they were, like you said, I don't think they're full-size, but they're definitely like
deluxe
sample. So plug that for them too. Sephora, sponsor us.
I know, right?
But yeah, like just test and try things out. Make it fun for yourself. And, you know, we want to know what's going to be the first item that you purchase. So make sure you head on over to our Instagram @theswitch_podcast and let us know. And then lastly, for our call to action for all of you guys.
Oh, yes. Please make sure you subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. I don't think we've ever encouraged anyone to subscribe. But yeah, we would really love to have you be a part of the Switch family. We are excited for this journey. We know it's kind of taken us a while to get there, but we're getting started and hopefully it's gonna be worth it. And don't forget that we have an Instagram that you can follow us on, which is @theswitch_podcast. And we're going to leave all the notes on this show notes, as Noelle said. And we hope to hear from you soon. Please let us know what's going to be the first purchase that you get after this episode. You know, what do you want your first clean beauty item to be in your kit? And we can't wait to hear from you.
We can't wait. And if you're enjoying the show, make sure you leave us a review. That will really help us out and give us good feedback. And we'd love to hear from you guys. So with that, we'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.